You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
All right, bets for tonight coming up at the end of the show, but for right now, we all know this segment is cursed if, like, LeBron retires. I would do, like, a bet on, like, someone dies, but, you know, probably not in good taste. YouTube.com/@thecostos. Subscribe there to the new YouTube page. That will be the only place you can stream the show on YouTube starting on Monday. YouTube.com/@thecostos. Thanks to everyone for chiming in on YouTube. That's going to be a huge part of the show moving forward. And I think everyone can see that already, doing a ton of YouTube comments throughout the show. We absolutely love it. All right. Kenny Henderson is back with us. Kenny, that was, I feel like your initiation moment. Your initiation into You Better You Bet was having your debut segment railroaded by NFL coaching news. How did that feel?
It actually felt great because now I feel like it's going to flow better as opposed to, you know, with that introduction and the Mike McDaniel news coming out. I felt like it just fits perfectly. And now maybe if another coach gets hired, maybe this will just become, would that be a curse or...
Well, I'll tell you what I kind of think we should do, and I kind of like want to, like, I need Tyler's, because, like, Bill, our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman's 50. He's too old to give a great answer to this question. Tyler's in his early 30s. Tyler, I kind of think that when there's, like, big breaking news, unless it's, like, someone dies or something, in which case, like, we should not do it, I think we should play the son like my daddy is the bed. I think that needs to be the bit on the show.
I kind of like it. It's so funny. Like, the second Kenny played the beat, like, the second, maybe 2 seconds, the news drops. So yeah, maybe that's the new bit, I think. And it's a great beat, too, by the way. It could be good underneath the breaking news announcement. I like it.
Speaking of under, it sounds like you're underwater. Please fix your microphone before we bring you back on. Kenny, I'll introduce this. So this is what the point of the segment is. We want to play a bunch of sound from the world of sports from the day before. A bunch of sound bites. It could be sports, could be play-by-play calls. I think we've got some non-sports stuff as well. Kenny will introduce it. Kenny will play the sound. We will react, and we will do it with Stuntin' Like My Daddy, Kenny, underneath us. So hit us with the beat and introduce the first sound bite, please.
Let's do it. And we will start in the NBA, as last night we had not one but two buzzer-beating game winners. And I want our crew to pick which call was better. So with the first one, coming from Hornets Raptors, where the Hornets led by 2 in the final seconds, you could say this one ended quickly.
1.6 to go. Mamu, quickly for the win! Quick does it at the end! Emmanuel quickly! Call 5!
The other game winner.
Can I just say this quickly before we play that game winner? I didn't know that, and Quickley's a former Knick, so I have affinity for him. The call 5 thing, so Quickley makes this 3-pointer to win the game. And just for some context on what happened. So Raptors and Hornets in Charlotte are tied at 94 at the end of the game. LaMelo Ball hits a layup, like drives to the lane, like dribbles the clock down, hits a layup with 1.4 seconds to go to put the Hornets up by 2. So the Raptors call timeout, inbound to Quickley, who just chucks up a 3. He makes it. And barely reacts, like barely shows any emotion, but does like the call motion to his ear, and his jersey number is 5, and like call 5 is apparently a thing. I loved that, loved it from Emmanuel Quickley, and I love the elongation of the and in. I like that a lot. So that's the first one, Kenny. What's the second buzzer beater? And then we'll decide which one's better.
So the other game winner was in another Eastern Conference matchup where the Magic played the Nets in Brooklyn. The Nets were able to take them to OT, but the number one overall pick in the 2022 draft wasn't leaving without the W.
2 seconds left. Nets by two. Black gets it in. Ben Caro for the win. He banks it in. Are you kidding me? An unfathomable finish in Brooklyn.
Okay, couple things, and then we'll decide which one's better. And Kenny, I'm going to ask you in a second to play them both back-to-back before we make that selection. Bill, I love how Kenny is introing these cuts like he's
the
a veteran.
Like
he's a veteran update anchor. Like Paolo Banchero, or I guess you could say this game ended quickly with the Manuel Quickly shot. So that is a great job. Great job by Kenny. And when Kenny plays the Banchero game winner last night when the Magic beat the Nets, one of my favorite things in play-by-play calls, and just like in sports, is when the road team wins at the very end and you hear the audience like groan in unison. So Kenny, let's hit us with it back to back. Quickly's game winner into Ryan Rucco's call of the Banchero shot, and we'll figure out which one we like more.
1.6 to go. Mamu, Quickly for the win. Quick does it at the end. Emmanuel Quickly, call five. 2 seconds left. Nets by two. Black gets it in. Ben Caro for the win. He banks it in. Are you kidding me? An unfathomable finish in Brooklyn.
Honestly, like, they're both good. How about this, Bill? First word to you, then Tyler, then Kenny. Which call is better, Quickly or Ben Caro?
I'm going to go with the Quickly call. The pain is good in the Brooklyn call, but I'm going to go Quickly. I think he nailed it.
I thought the Quickly one was great. The elongated win, and then followed by like a little pause, like he was on delay, like when he was at the game, and the crowd reacts. I thought that was excellent. So, love Rucco, but the first call.
Yeah, I'm with them. I love the call five at the end too. I know at the Auburn last year they were doing the call thing too. So that's a thing around basketball. Guys like to do that little signal. So I love that at the end. Ryan Rucco's a legend, but I love the Quickly call.
I'll go with my guy, Ryan Rucco, just because we both went to Fordham, but both calls are absolutely sensational. And again, I love a good groan. Kenny, what's next?
Sticking in the NBA, I don't know what it is like to have an NBA without LeBron James in it. I was born in 1999, so I was four when he was a rookie. And it looks like that time may be coming up. So, the other day, he had this to say about playing back-to-backs.
I'm 41 years old. Of course, there's always every
look like
back-to-back.
It look like it.
Every back-to-back for the rest of the season is TBD. I am 41. I got the most minutes in NBA history. Bank it right now, okay? What are we talking about?
Another like professional throw to the soundbite there. Kenny, I'll be serious. There are some update anchors around the country who get paid to do their job, and that Kenny's way better than they are, and he just started doing it. We are some crappy update anchors around this country. Kenny's better than all of them. So I'm going to give what I think, guys, is a contrarian opinion here. I've never not liked LeBron James. I've always liked LeBron, and I feel like he's a real light, and I don't care about politics and that. I'm just talking about, like, as an athlete. A lot of people don't like LeBron. I've always liked him. So I feel like, I like this version of LeBron, but I've always liked LeBron. I'm guessing, not everyone here has probably liked him his whole career. Old LeBron, I like quite a bit. Bill, Tyler, Kenny, go ahead.
All right, yeah, I think old LeBron, you know, and he's 7 years younger than me, but I think old LeBron is very likable. I love this cut. I think he's honest all the time. He's, younger LeBron bothered me. When he went back to Cleveland, and I think he kind of matured and went to the Lakers, I love that guy a lot. The younger guy, when he's just like, you know, basically when he lost, whatever, I don't remember which series it was, but he's like, you know,
it's the Mavericks,
all the haters.
In the NBA Finals.
All the haters are gonna be miserable, and I'm LeBron James, basically, is what he said.
I love that. He's right.
Yeah, no, I cheered for Dirk and the Mavs so hard in that series. I was so happy for that. But yes, all the LeBron MJ stuff aside, which, you know, when you're a Chicago guy, it's tough to deal with all that all the time. But putting all that aside, I love this version of LeBron James.
Oh, yes,
I think he's great.
Let's bust out the violin to play for the Chicago Bull. Wow, very tough to deal with your six championships for Michael Jordan. Okay, enough from Bill. Tyler, your thoughts on LeBron?
Yeah, Bill's a hater. I was going to go right to, like, he ruined the Chicago Bulls, like, what, two-year run with Derrick Rose, like, enough. I love LeBron. I think Greybeard, like, this old version of LeBron's, like, maybe one of my favorites next to Miami Heat LeBron. I've been a fanboy my whole life. Love all the Sanchez. I'll be supporting him until he's in the NBA, till he's probably 50.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Yeah, I hated LeBron when he was with the Heat and the Cavs, but since he's been with the Lakers, I have no reason to hate him, and I can just appreciate how good he is, or how great he is, I should say, and MJ's the GOAT, but he's number two for sure.
And listen, like, Kenny's a Chicago guy, Bill's a Chicago guy, I'm a New York guy, and I'll say it. Michael Jordan's the greatest of all time. And this doesn't need to be an insult to LeBron James to say he's not as good as Michael Jordan. Does it insult Peyton Manning to say he's not as good as Tom Brady? I don't think so. So they're both great. Jordan's greater. It is what it is. I love old LeBron James, probably because I'm old also. Kenny, what's next?
On to the NFL. So Tyler Shuck had a very impressive rookie season. Who knows? Maybe if they won the division, or maybe if he started the season, they could have won the division. So Panthers guard Robert Hunt seems to believe Shuck is really that guy. Listen to what former Dolphins tackle Teron Armstead says, reading a text from Robert Hunt.
After the game, from Robert Hunt. Robert Hunt is the Pro Bowl right guard for the Carolina Panthers. He texted me. He said, man, I leave the division with Josh Allen, and I come to this division, and looking at Tyler Shuck, it looked like he's about to start over.
See, now, Bill, can we critique Kenny for a second here? Only because we've praised him. Like, in the soundbite, why is there... Why is their audio repeating?
Good question.
Okay. It's gone. So whatever it was. So in the soundbite, Armstead says Robert Hunt. So Kenny, this is just I'm being like a real stickler here. Like you didn't need to say it in the soundbite. No one cares. That's me being a jerk. No one cares. Tyler Shuck is not Josh Allen, right? We like Tyler Shuck.
Am I first?
No, he's not Josh Allen.
How about one of you speak, please?
No, yeah, he's not Josh Allen. I think he could be a pretty damn good quarterback. But my take on this one is there's a lot of NFL players, NFL analysts. There's a lot of texts going back and forth that aren't supposed to be blasted on podcasts. Does Armstead have the permission from Hunt to use this on the podcast? Because you don't usually just have this like wild praise comparing a rival's quarterback to Josh Allen. Like that's the one I took. I was like, are you sure you should be blasting that out publicly?
So, Tyler, violation of bro code here by Teron Armstead?
I feel like you kind of got to know if you're going on a podcast that someone's going to clip it. Or especially the NFL athlete. Like, you got to know what you're signing up for, Robert Hunt.
And Teron Armstead, I think, like, does like a bunch of media. So maybe he should know better. But here's what I'll say about this, Kenny. And I think you'll agree with this. Like Robert Hunt didn't say that to the media. The fact that he texted it means like he actually thinks it. Like he actually thinks like Tyler Shuck's going to be like the next great quarterback in the NFL. And we know that Shuck's going to be the week one starter because the Saints came out and said it. I might agree with you that if Shuck started the whole year, maybe the Saints would have won the division this year in the NFC South.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why I took this as something. I mean, Robert Hunt obviously sees something in the kid. He's on the field. We're obviously watching the games. He's on the field. So whatever he knows, we might have to bet on Shuck next year for something, maybe Saints division. So on to the next one.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So big news yesterday was the John Harbaugh firing, and his brother came to his defense. So much so that he called his own brother better than him. Now, I don't have a brother, but if I did, I would never, ever say he's the best in the world at anything. Take a listen.
John Harbaugh is the best coach I know, best coach I've ever seen. You may say, okay, well, I'm his brother, so I might be biased, but it's so cool to see all my brother's accomplishments. Whatever team he goes to is going to be formidable. I just hope it's in the NFC.
So I kind of think they're – so I'll be honest, right? I don't have a brother either. I have a sister. If I were a coach, whatever, or like I'm competing with my sibling for like the highest honor in what we do. It's like they coached against each other in Super Bowl 47, right? Niners, Ravens. And I lost. I don't think I'd ever talk to him again. So the fact that Jim is here all these years later saying that John's better than he is, I think like he's just wired a little differently than most humans. Like I actually think it would have ruined my family if I had lost the Super Bowl to my brother. So I give Jim Harbaugh a lot of credit for being able to say that.
I'd like to know what Jim Harbaugh says when the mics aren't on, because if I lost to my brother, I have a brother. If I lost to my brother in something like that, I may publicly just be like, he's great. All this stuff behind closed doors, I would be fuming. The amount of times we had fights over video games. All that, like, there was so much going on when we were just a couple years apart. Yeah, he can't be taking that easy. He can't just be applauding his brother. I can't believe it.
I think that's him. I really think it's him. And I laughed. So, like, the Sharon Moore story in Michigan is not, like, a laughing matter, like, what he's being accused of. But some of the stuff that was said in the aftermath was very funny. Like, if Jim Harbaugh had been there and Sharon Moore had been like, hey, Jim, what do you think? Jim would have been like, why are you talking to other women? Like, delete it. Like, why are you on social media? Like, just talk to your wife, go to church, and watch film, and you won't get into any of these. I think Jim's just a different bird. I think he's wired differently. John kind of seems like a normal guy. Jim is like, is out. Like I don't mean on the spectrum in the way that I think people will take it. He's just different. He's wired differently than a lot of people are. He's crazy. And I actually feel like he's crazy in a really good way. Kenny, maybe let's sneak one more in here.
I actually had one more. So the Green Bay Packers are the seventh seed for the third straight year. And as a Bears fan, I understand they've owned us. But a Packers fan slash musician, I believe by the name of Jake Gull, Fields' brother, I'm just kidding, who decided to make a very cringy song ahead of the playoffs. Take a listen. I just need a Super Bowl, baby. Bowl's never been enough. I need something to hold, baby. I can be a Jordan.
That's horrible.
I didn't think it was that bad.
It's so bad that even though I'm emotionally invested, I will be betting the Bears. So
I really like, I actually don't, do you, Tyler, you'll remember this because you're a Phillies fan. Like, you probably all remember this. When the Phillies played the Padres in the NLCS a couple years ago, do you guys remember the Padres song? Like, that's, yep. What was it? That's What's In?
Yeah, like, that's what's
Bryce
in.
Gonna lose. That's yes. What's in. Yeah.
Like, that was horrible.
That's the worst fan song ever. Like, that was actually embarrassing. Like, play this one. I'm being serious. Like, this musically is not bad. Like, it's not like it's a Taylor Swift. Like, it's not going to be played on, you know, like the Odyssey hit station. It's not terrible, though. Let's hear this one more time. I just need a Super Bowl, baby. Bowl's never been enough. I need something to hold, baby. I can be a Jordan Love. Let me be a Romeo, baby. We can take a chance on us. I just need a Super Bowl, baby. Bowl's never been enough. Bill, break the tie here. I like it, Tyler and Kenny don't. Take your Bears fandom out of the equation.
I'll try and take my Bears fandom out of it. Not a fan. Like, I'd rather hear that This Is Our Colts song from that guy that did it over the summer, that cheesy thing. That's better than, I think this is, I don't like this. This isn't good. I've heard some good parody songs. This, I don't like this one.
That's not a parody.
Especially when you're the seventh seed.
But you know what I'm saying.
But like, yeah, so you're the seven seed. You can't be excited about your team. Like, when the Packers last won the Super Bowl, they were the sixth seed in a 16 playoff.
Good point.
But I had Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you, Kenny. Bill, what did you think of the inaugural edition of Kenny's Corner?
I thought we did a really good job with it. I thought Kenny was incredible and phenomenal throws, a pro through and through on his first attempt. I think this is a keeper.
I liked it also. Kenny, how did it feel for you?
I enjoyed it so much. I can't wait to do it whenever we're doing it next. Yeah.
Do you mean that or no? Because you like talking monotone and it's hard to tell.
I do mean that 100%, yes.
When you like have been in a relationship before, have women ever told you like, hey, I kind of like don't know like what you mean when you say things?
Yeah, they don't think I like them. Every girl I've ever been with is like, do you even like me? And I'm just like, yeah, I'm just chill.
You talk in monotone. It's not a criticism. Like I asked you, are you excited? And you said, and I quote, yes, I am very excited.
It's just me, I guess. Sorry.
All right. Tyler, your thoughts on Kenny's Corner?
I thought it was good. You know, I'll say this. Kenny, we've had some like bad inaugural segments on this show. I thought that was pretty good. That was up there. I thought
great. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Well, I've been part of some of them, so I can take the blame on some of those. But I thought this was a good one.
Honestly, I think they're probably all my fault, but I appreciate that very much. Thank you guys very much. Do a couple YouTube comments here, and then we'll close the show with bets for tonight. Andy B says Shuck is Tommy DeVito, serviceable backups that took over late in the season. Andy. Like, I'm being sincere. Thank you to listening to the show and watching the show. Thank you for commenting. I hope to have you in our YouTube chat tomorrow and to be saying your name for a long time here on You Better You Bet. I regret to tell you that you don't know ball if you think Tyler Shuck and Tommy DeVito are the same quarterback. And I say that facetiously a little bit. Shuck is way better than Tommy DeVito. Way better than Tommy DeVito. Andy, we'll talk to you tomorrow, hopefully, in the YouTube chat. Excalibur Force had 300 emojis. I have no idea what that's in reference to. But listen, like, the show is awesome, so I appreciate you very much and everyone that has chimed in on the YouTube chat today. All right, on the other side, all the bets for tonight, including the Fiesta Bowl tonight with Ole Miss and Miami here on a Thursday. Nick Costos and you better you bet on Westwood One Sports.